Hello and welcome back to the Daf in Practice series. This is Aryeh Leibowitz, and today we're learning Daf Yud Ches of Maseches Brachos. So the Halacha Lemaisa element of Daf Yud Ches that I want to highlight, there's so many things to highlight, is the issue that comes up about being in a cemetery. And one of the things that we mentioned about being in a cemetery is that the tzitzis are not supposed to be dragging on the ground because that's a violation of Loeg L'Rush. So instead of focusing on a cemetery per se, let's zoom out for a moment and focus on the idea of tzitzis dragging on the ground in general. Are tzitzis ever allowed to be dragging on the ground? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simun Chaf Aleph Siv Dalid that a person when he's wearing a talis should be very careful that his tzitzios don't drag on the ground. And the Mishmurun Sivkat Nilchas says that the reason for this is Mishum Bizoy Mitzvah, that it's a bizoyim to the mitzvah to have tzitzis dragging on the ground. Plus the Mishmurun says it is highly likely that the tzitzis strings will break and the tzitzis will become puzzle if they drag on the ground, and therefore the better thing to do is lift them up and tuck them into your belt, and that way they won't drag on the ground. So that's that's the idea. The Rishonim even say that anyone who's megar tzitziosav, someone who drags his tzitzis on the ground, the pasuk in Yeshayahu says about him v'tatasiyah b'matateh hashmeid, that it's as if he's like it's not a good thing like to be sweeping the floors with his tzitzis. So the Magen Avraham asked the kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, how can you tell me that you're never allowed to have tzitzis dragging on the ground because it's a bizui mitzvah? But wait a second, our Gemara, today's daf, tells the story. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yonasan were walking in the Beis HaKvaros, and Rabbi Yonasan's tzitzis were dragging on the ground, were dragging on the kvarim, and Rabbi Chia said, pick up your tzitzis in order that it not be a violation of Loeg L'Rash, because they're going to say, oh, tomorrow they're going to join us, and now they're being mecharef us, machlokas in the mefarshim, what that means, tomorrow they're going to join us, whether it means that they were going to soon die or that they would one day become pater from mitzvos. But whatever it may be, the idea is that the whole reason they were not allowed to have the tzitzis dragging was Loeg L'Rash. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that lahalacha as well, that when a person goes to Beis HaKvaros, he has to be careful that his tzitzios don't drag on the kvaros because of Loeg L'Rash. So says Magen Avraham, sounds like it's not a general problem to have tzitzis dragging on the ground of a shul. So Magen Avraham answers that the kvarim must not have been on the ground level. They must have been a little bit elevated from the ground. So the tzitzis of Rabbi Yonasan's tzitzis were not actually dragging on the ground. They were elevated from the ground, but they were still dragging on the kvaros in the Beis HaKvaros. And that's why he told him that it's only an issue of Loeg L'Rash. So in the Malbim Sefer on Orach Chaim, in the Artzos HaChaim, he wonders about this Magen Avraham, because Rabbi Yonah's son was a Kohen. The Gemara tells us in the first paragraph of Maseches Bava Metzia. So if he was a Kohen, of course his tzitzios weren't dragging on Kvarim, because a Kohen's not even allowed to go within Dalet Amos of a Kever. It must be that he was just in the vicinity of Kvarim, and where were his tzitzis dragging? It must be that they were actually dragging on the ground, unlike what the Magen Avraham says, that they were dragging on the kvaros. Another approach is taken by the Shiari Knesset HaGadola. Shiari Knesset HaGadola suggests, like the Magen Avraham says, but then he says another answer. He says that the Isser is only when you're walking and your tzitzios are dragging on the ground. But if you sit in one spot and your tzitzios just fall to the ground, that's not an Isser. Meaning megarer. Megarer means that as you're going, it's dragging. Now, if this is true of tzitzis, a number of the Achronim point out, then Kal V'chomer, this has to be true of tefillin as well, of Ritzuos Shel Tefillin. Why is it a Kal V'chomer? Because tzitzis are what we call Tashmishe Mitzvah. The halacha is, Gemara Maseches Megillah tells us, that Tashmishe Mitzvah, the Achar Zman Mitzvasan, are Nizrakin. That a Tashmishe Mitzvah, that which is used for a mitzvah, like a lulav or a tzitzis, after the mitzvah is over, you're allowed to throw it in the garbage. You should do it respectfully. You should wrap it up in a separate bag, but it doesn't need geniza, it doesn't need to be put into shemus. Tefillin straps, even the Ritzuos, are Tashmishe Kedusha. And Rav Shachter explains in the Eretz HaTzvi, in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, that the geder of what makes something Tashmishe Mitzvah versus Tashmishe Kedusha is that anything that's associated with Ksav Shel Torah is Tashmishe Kedusha. So Tfilin has Parshios, it has Parshios of the Torah, and therefore the Ritzuos are Tashmishe Kedusha. There's even a Deya, the Bir Halacha quotes, that Ritzuos, that straps of Tfilin, are Kedusha Atzmam, that they're not just Tashmishe Kedusha, they are the Kedusha. How could the Ritzuos be Kedusha Atzmam? Atzmam, because the Ritzuos form the letters Shin Dalet, or at least the Dalet and the Yud of the Shem Shakai, are the Dalet by the back knot of the Shal Rosh and the Yud on the Shal Yad. So since the letters of Torah are and the letters of the Shem Hashem are formed by the Ritzuos, it might even be Kedusha Atzmam. So if you can't have tzitzis dragging on the ground, Kal V'chomer, when it comes to the Ritzuos of Tefillin, which have to be treated with a greater level of respect, it can't be dragging on the ground. The Aruch HaShulchan does point out, however, that this is within reason, meaning he said that he does not find that in previous generations the Gedolei HaRabbanim were makbid to stick their ritzuos in their belt and their tzitzis in their belt. It's normal that when you're wearing tzitzis and you're wearing tefillin, if you sit down, they're going to hit the ground a little bit. So the Aruch HaShulchan did not think that that was fundamentally a problem, that the tzitzis or the tefillin straps would touch the ground, but for it to drag on the ground, that would certainly be problematic, and certainly if one can help it to avoid his ritzuos being on the ground, like when you wind your tefillin or you unwind your tefillin, a lot of times people aren't so careful about this, it's best to avoid having tefillin on the ground, especially when it comes to tefillin. If it's true of tzitzis, then kal v'chomer, it's true of tefillin. Have a wonderful day.